Blog Talk Radio.
Again, 10 a.m. on the East Coast, and I am JT, a.k.a. the Master, and this is, as always, coming to you live and in living color, the Master Plan. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be. If you want to talk to me, got a chat room all for your convenience too. You can lay your comments, statement, or question in that chat room if you don't want to actually speak to me, which is fine. And I'll deal with it in the chat room. What you bring is what I'll bring to you. Okay? We got a jam-packed show today. I may be going into overtime depending on how the show flows. But I may be going into overtime on this one because I want to talk about what's the madness, the March madness that's been going on. I got to talk about that. I mean, it's some crazy stuff going on there. All these brackets, I know people have made brackets all over it, and there is absolutely nobody. I can't think of one person. If you can think of a person that's got a clean bracket now or a halfway clean bracket now, call me up, text me, Facebook me, Twitter, send you a tweet to me, at MagicMan1954, that's at MagicMan, just like you hear it, MagicMan1954, or Jerry Taylor, Facebook me. You can even email me. I'm going to give you my email address. If you can tell me somebody who has a clean bracket now that is still in the contention, that it's legit, you got to show me the bracket. You got to show it to me because there's been some madness going out there and it's been apropos. It's been definitely named right, March Madness, because like I had said yesterday, the number one seed, one of the number one seeds got knocked off yesterday, and I had talked about it yesterday. I had said in the brackets that number one, Louisville, was going up against number eight, Colorado, yesterday. Number one, Gonzaga, was going up against number nine, Wichita, yesterday. And I said, number one, Gonzaga, looked shaky, and just barely got by 6 points against number 16, Southern University. And what happened? I wasn't surprised. And none of you should have been surprised either. Because if they just barely got through the number 16 seed, who is the counterfeit? And I think I said who's going to be the counterfeit number one. I said Gonzaga's probably the weakest of the number ones, and it proved right. The number one seed, Gonzaga, gets knocked out by the number nine seed, Wichita State, 76-70. So in this bracket, in the West bracket, the number one seed is out, the number five seed is out, the number four seed is out, the number three seed is out. The only seed that's left, I wouldn't say the only seed, but number two seed, Ohio State, if they can get past number 10 seed in this bracket, ISU, who's going to stop them? Because the next one after that, they go up against Arizona. And I'm not saying Arizona's a pushover, but Arizona beat number 11 Belmont. And then they beat Harvard, who beat number 3 New Mexico, which more than likely shouldn't have been a number 3 seed. And Arizona beat them handily. Ohio State beat Iona handily. What are they going to do at number 10 ISU? What are they going to do there? Don't know. But my point is this. This is absolutely crazy. Crazy. But it is what it is. And I just had to get that out because that was the so-called shocker to end off yesterday with number one Gonzaga beaten by number nine, Wichita State, which wasn't a shocker to me because I had a feeling Gonzaga wasn't going to be too far long before they were pushed by the wayside. And it proved to be right. They proved to be not a worthy national rated number one seed. Don't know why they were, but I guess it was just by osmosis. Everybody else had a few losses, and Gonzaga was there. Now, Gonzaga definitely is not going to be the number one seed, ranked number one at all. You know, whoever wins this is probably going to be it, but it is what it is. It's crazy out there. It is crazy out there, and I just had to get that out there. And excuse me for a minute. I got my dog bothering me here. I don't know why he's bothering me, but I got to take care of this. And like I said, the number one seed is one that it seems like nobody wants that number one seed. Hold on a minute. Sorry there, folks. Had a little small emergency. Anyway, I talked about the brackets. The other number one seeds are going to be playing today. Indiana is going to be playing University of North Carolina, like I talked about yesterday. Temple, number nine rated Temple in that bracket. Number one, Kansas University is going to be playing University of North Carolina, who's rated number eight. Louisville took care of what they had to take care of, and we'll have to see. I mean, my brackets are blown up. I did have Gonzaga. I thought they were better than they were. I didn't believe the hype. I didn't follow college basketball like as much as I should, but it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you, but It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And all I can tell you is this, is stay tuned, because the carnage that took place over the last few days is not over with. I'll tell you that right now. This is just the first weekend. It's not over with. You got a full slate of games today. There's probably going to be at least one crazy thing happening today. We'll have to see. And I know a lot of people are going to be watching San Diego State University against Florida Gulf Coast University. Some people refer to it as a credit union, because FGCU, they think it's some type of credit union, but it's an actual university. Cinderella story, them knocking off the number two seed in that South bracket. So people are going to keep their eye on FGCU. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, some of these teams, so-called Cinderella teams, are one and done for the most part. And some of these teams, like maybe Wichita, is legit. They went up against it and handily beat Pittsburgh. And then they went up against the number one team ranked in the country and beat them by 6 points. And I didn't watch the game, but I can imagine that Wichita State, which doesn't back down from anybody from what I hear, brought it to them. All right. Enough said on the men's basketball bracket. I may go back to it after I finish talking about what took place after yesterday's show. As you know, I'm in I'm in two now, okay? Because one of the players, if I'm not mistaken, one of the players in this league, excuse me, had a league in ESPN and invited me to join that one. So I joined two baseball leagues. One's a paying league, which we're going to talk about, and the other one is a free league. The paying league, for those that listened to yesterday's show and listened to last week, draft took place 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, live draft. I think for the most part everyone attended, and it was a pretty quick draft. We've got some draft veterans in this league. We got some fantasy baseball veterans in this league. And I must admit, drafting without a draft pick in the second round, it's difficult, but, let me put it this way. It is difficult. I must admit it was difficult, but you have to change your draft strategy because you give up that second round pick. And the thing about it was, I had the number 11th pick, so that's second from the last of the 12-team draft. So I was second from the last person drafting in the first round, but I was the first person drafting in the I was the second person drafting in the second round, but I didn't have that draft. I mean, pick. I had that given to Mr. Gardner, and I must say that everyone drafted pretty well. I have to give my props out to one particular team, but I'm not going to do it yet. And But I'm going to go round by round of the drafting. I'm going to break down each person's team and what they have. I'm going to attempt to do this. And then I'm going to assess who did the best in this year's draft. And it's just my opinion, unbiased opinion. I can tell you right now, I'm not picking myself because I didn't have the best of drafts. I can tell you that right now. So you can exclude me. There's 11 other guys out there that are looking to see who was the best in the drafting. And I'm just going to go by sheer numbers and we'll see what happens. It started off at 3 o'clock. If I'm not mistaken, everyone was in attendance. And that's very hard to do, to get everyone in attendance on an online draft. Someone usually forgets. Someone is late. Someone is not around or something happens. Computer could be a computer glitch, something. But I think everyone was in attendance. I'm not sure about that. I had nothing to gauge other than people picking, and I'm almost positive that for the most part people were in attendance. But I must admit it was evenly distributed out, except for one person, and he's going to be very surprised when I lay this out. But in the first round, Five Tool, that's the name of the team, had the first number one pick. Now, as soon as he made this pick, I said I didn't like it. I said big mistake, but he made it. And let me bring in this caller from the 661 because I know he wants to talk about this. That's why one of the reasons why I called. Hello, Mr. Gardner. How are you today on the Master Plan? Talk to me.
What's up, JT? How you feel, dog?
I feel pretty good. How you feel?
Oh, I feel excellent. Two things before you get into the drive.
Yes.
Your dumbass boxing guy, the next best thing in boxing, flushed a lot of money down the toilet, literally. I just posted it on your Facebook page to Adrian Bonner just to prove that he has a lot of money. Dumb. But he's the next biggest thing in boxing. Secondly,
yeah, what is that? What is that? That is money in the toilet.
He's a dumbass. That was his money that he flushed down the toilet, and it was a lot of. He's a dumbass. I'm not going to say nothing else because boxing's stupid. Anyway.
Really? How much money does he flush down the toilet?
Just read the article. I want to get back to baseball. I want you to praise me on how well I did in my draft.
Let me tell you something,
you know,
man. Let me go through the draft because I'm going round by round right
now. Apparently, you didn't like what I did. So by that laugh, apparently you didn't like my team by that laugh.
I want to give you some numerical numbers. And just to compare you to the other ones, but I don't want to do it yet. I want to go through a few of these rounds. I'll probably go through half the round because if I try to go through all these 24 rounds, that'll take the whole most of the show. I'll go through probably half of these rounds because I think half of them are probably more important than going through the other half. Anyway, as I had said that yet last week, and you had reiterated that you had my second round pick, so you had two picks in the second round, which I can't do anything about it. I would have had the second pick in the second round because it's a snake draft, 12-team snake draft. I had the second pick, and I'm happy with who I got in the first round because I thought that guy would fall to me, and I'm very happy who I got. Anyway, like I had started saying, Five Tool had the first pick. And just like typical, a lot of guys did, and I still think this guy's not going to be, at the end of the year, in the top 10 in fantasy baseball. But because everybody's jumping on last year's numbers. They're going to jump and chase last year's numbers. Five-tool pick Mike Trout. God bless him. Hope it works out for him. Remember, he's a rookie. He's only 1 year of work. What did your boy Ricky have to say? You got to show me more than 1 year. Show me more than 1 year, and I'll jump on the train. But you only have 1 year of work, I don't trust you. Don't trust you. Especially when pitchers get a whole off season to adjust to you, and you got to adjust to that, even though he isn't in a powerful lineup. I understand that. But he thinks he's going to do the things he did last year. He may get close to it, maybe, or he could be, but bless you. But he may have a sophomore jinx, and it's been happened to more than one good player coming out of their first year. Anyway, double, what's this guy's name?
Double snitch.
Had the second pick. He had Miguel Cabrera. Good pick. I can't complain about that. But he came out with a career year, so I had reservations about him. But Miguel Cabrera had the body of work versus Mike Trout, so I can't complain that he picked up Miguel Cabrera. You listened to me. You jumped on Ryan Braun and you picked him up, and I think you got
it's the third pick.
I would say in any leagues that I would, if I had the number one pick, I would have picked Ryan Braun. I've been on record by saying that. You got him in the third pick. I mean, he's in the top five, so it's a good pick. Let me put it that way. It's a very good pick. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong. This guy's got a body of work. Very consistent over the years. And Ryan Braun been consistent and durable over the years. So I can't fault you on that pick. Guy Farden, who had the number four pick, he picked up Robinson Cano. Cano's a good, you know, in my opinion, Cano is an enigma. I mean, he's good, but he's not a flashy good. Let me put it that way. He's not a flashy good. He puts up consistent numbers, and that's why he's always picked up high in the rankings. Matt Kemp. Now, I was hoping, and I really was hoping, and Bull Street took him in the fifth, which makes sense. I would have taken him there too. But I was hoping if Matt Kemp dropped to me, which that was a big hope, then I would have grabbed Matt Kemp because I really think he's going to have a big bounce back year this year. But Bull Street got him. The next one was Albert Pujols, which is probably a no-brainer. He could have gone six or seven. These two guys, Albert Pujols and Andrew McCutchen, which Halifax Hurlers picked up in the seventh, in my opinion, were interchangeable in the six and seven slot. I'm really surprised, and it happened later in the last pick of the first round, that no one picked a pitcher. I was waiting for somebody to be stupid. Huh? What's that?
I wanted to get Verlander in the second round, but I think
Hakuna Tiada, he picked
Verlander just before.
The pick
I'm gonna get from you.
That's all right. So, Pujols went to Grand Theft. Andrew McCutchen got picked up at Halifax Hurlers. And I have a problem with guys that have career years that do something they've never done before with career years. Andrew McCutchen had a career year last year. His ceiling, is, in my opinion, probably been reached. I don't think he's going to get any better than he got last year. That was a breakout year for him. Is he going to be at that level, or is he going to drop down? I have a problem with guys that do that. So, I'm, and this next pick really boggles my mind. I was surprised Chi-Town Cubbies picked this guy number eight in the first round. And I'm talking about Josh Hamilton. This guy is – I like him. I loved him last year, but I tell you what, he's got issues. He has issues. Sometimes during the year, he's going to probably get hurt. Sometimes during the year, he's probably going to have some, I wouldn't say mental issues, but he's going to have some psychological issues, just like he had last year, and he got hurt last year. So good luck with that number 8 pick in the first round, Chi-Town's Cubbies. This other guy is, I think he hasn't reached his ceiling yet. I think this guy, Joey Votto, is going to be having a very good year. And this is a good pick that JDK 2013 picked up in the ninth pick. Prince Fielder, number 10. Man, I don't know. I don't know. You got two Detroit players in the top 10 in the first round. Hard time me wrapping myself around Prince Fielder, number 10. I don't know how you feel about that.
But that was an auto pick, right? By Guy Farden.
Was it? I don't see it. I don't know how many.
Yes.
I couldn't determine who was in there an auto and who was.
Guy Farden was the only one that was auto.
Oh, that was living in a hole was auto.
No, Guy Farden was auto. Everybody else was live.
Oh. Okay. Guy Farden was auto. You talking about? Is that what you tell me?
Yes.
Well, this guy
yes.
was living in a hole, and he was the number 10 pick. If he was live, I don't know why he picked Prince Fielder. How do you feel about Prince Fielder being picked number 10 in the first round?
Not in the first round, though, because
yeah.
I had him targeted as my first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
I had him targeted like with my second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But, Wayne picked him up, so, you know, I had to move on. Then I was like,
right.
okay, I'll get Verlander. I mean,
right.
you know, but right after that, Verlander gets picked towards the end. So, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Wayne has my issue from last year. Wayne has good bats, but his pitching staff is very weak. So, you know.
And who's Wayne?
That's the issue I see with living in a hole.
Oh, Okay. Well, let me put it this way. excuse me. I picked 11th in the first round, and I figured this guy would fall to me, and I'd be extremely happy with this guy because he gives me a combination of a few things, and I'd be very happy with this guy.
If he stays healthy.
Giancarlo Stanton? Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have picked him in the first round.
You really wouldn't have picked him in the first round? Really?
I would have went Tulowitzki or something like that. I would have picked Tulowitzki over Stanton in the first round. That's who I would have picked.
Well, I understand that, but that's why we'll see what happens. And you'll be surprised. I think a few people will be surprised in my evaluation of each one of these teams once I get there. And then the last pick, Hakuna Tejada, Clayton Kershaw. Now, okay, he picked the first two picks.
He went back to that pitching.
Yes. Why? It was I preached this, and apparently he didn't listen to any of the shows I said over the last 3 weeks. He couldn't have. Because I said there's always going to be one person, just like in fantasy football, that picks a quarterback in the first round. When there's a whole bunch of offensive players other than the quarterback, and I said specifically this year, just like there is in fantasy football, specifically in this up-and-coming year, there is a lot of good pitching and a lot of good quarterbacks. There is no need to pick up in the first few rounds a pitcher in the first round. You can wait a few rounds before you even decide to pick up a pitcher because there's a lot of good pitching out there unless you're actually looking for names. They're actually looking. You like that marquee name, so you want that marquee guy on your roster. But it's going to hurt your offensive bats. It's going to hurt your offensive players because the fact is you just took two picks back to back. You got the two best pitchers in baseball. Okay, you got the two best pitchers in baseball, but they only pitch one day out of five each week. One day out of seven, I should say. So they pitch every fifth day. And that's just in case they don't get hurt. Clayton Kershaw is coming off of surgery, if I'm not mistaken. But he's supposed to be a bulldog, just like Justin Verlander, and be a durable pitcher. But they're pitchers. And I had a problem with that. And you took my second pick.
Of course you do, JT.
You took my second pick. You took my second pick, and you picked up a very good player. So you have Ryan Braun in left field, and in the other opposite field, you have Jose Bautista. Now, he's a good pick.
I was thinking about getting Troy. I was thinking about getting Troy, dude. I really was.
This is the problem I have with both these players, and this is the dilemma that people, a lot of people, go into. Troy Tulowitzki got hurt in May. Didn't come back at all for the rest of the season. Jose Bautista was hurt more than once last year, and he's coming back off an injury. I know Toronto's loaded up and had a very good team, pitchers and everyday players wise. Jose Bautista and Troy Tulowitzki. I think you took the right one. Tell you the truth, I really believe that Jose Bautista is going to have a good year. Tulowitzki is going to have a good year. He's in Colorado. He's going to have a good year. Hitting that ballpark. You can't have, if you're any kind of player, you're going to have a very good year hitting in Colorado. So, all depends on what position you were looking for. Were you looking for a middle infielder, or were you looking for an outfielder? You took the choice of filling up your right field spot. So you went with Bautista. And I think Bautista, if I'm not mistaken, has more than one position. Isn't he third base also?
I'm not sure. I got to look at it. But I know Bryce Harper, he can go either center, left, or right. So.
Well, why are you jumping? Why are you jumping? Just be patient. Be patient. Things will come to you if you just let them come. Okay? Be patient. I mean, you're trying to throw those names out there. Just be patient. This is a show that I want to go down in these rounds. I'm trying to get through the rounds, but you keep on flipping these other names in different rounds, and I don't want to hear about these guys yet. It'll come. It's in the same round. It'll come. Be patient, young buck. Okay?
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I said you picked the Jose Bautista with my pick in the second round. And then another guy. You know, I think these guys are in panic mode. You see the first two pitchers, Verlander and Kershaw, go 1-2, first round, second round. And then right after you, Living in a Hole decides, you know what? He pulled the trigger on Steven Strasburg. You're going to get one person. Now you got another person pulling the trigger. I want a big name pitcher. Fine, no problem. You take Steven Strasburg, no problem. Okay. Nice pick. I still wouldn't have picked a pitcher up in the second round. It's not me. It's just something I didn't do last year, if I'm not mistaken. I may have picked a Verlander in the second round. I'm not exactly sure. But I wouldn't have done it this year. There's too many good pitchers out there to be able to just pick up a pitcher in the early rounds when you can wait the fifth round, somewhere around there. I think that's when I picked up my first pitcher. Anyway, if not later. JDK 2013 picked up Buster Posey. Good pick. I mean, there's still a lot of good players out there. This is only the second round. Chi-Town Cubbies picked up David Wright. Halifax Hurlers, he loves Carlos Gonzalez. He got a trade for him last year, and he picked him up. And he's got him back again, Carlos Gonzalez. Grand Theft Auto, I like this guy a lot. I really wanted him to play for me last year, but I want it anyway. But I really like Troy Tulowitzki. I think he's going to have a bounce back year. He's been pretty durable. Last year was a unique year for him, getting hurt and then getting hurt for that length of time with a very, very how can I say it? It was a freak accident and a freak injury that he got that baseball players normally don't get. Adrian Beltre, another one of my favorite players. Bull Street got him. Jose Reyes, I was hoping he was going to fall to the third round, but I was hoping upon hope, and it didn't work out. And then one of my other guys that I really believe this guy is going to have a breakout year. He had a good year last year. Well, he was 19 last year. He's 20 this year. Am I right about that, Vic? Victor?
I believe so.
Okay. He's only going to get... excuse me? Stronger as he gets older. This kid, I think, is going to have a very good year this year. He's going to be a little bit more disciplined. He's got another year under his belt. Like I said, I think he's going to be put up some pretty nice numbers. And I got to hand it to you that you picked him up, and when you did, because I don't think he would have lasted too much further past where you picked him up at number 10 in the second round. Dustin Pedroia and Evan Longoria, respectively, the double snitch and 5-tool, picked 11 and 12 in the second round.
Bryce Harper. You got to say it was Bryce Harper. You didn't tell me it was Bryce Harper.
Excuse me?
You didn't say it was Bryce
Harper. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't? Okay, Bryce Harper. That's what I'm talking about. That was a good pick. I was hoping he would fly under the radar, and I would be able to pick him up in the third round, but it didn't happen. It is what it is. Anyway, like I said, it was a good
Black
pick.
Black would be proud of me. Black would be proud of me. I have a lot of nationals on my team.
Well, we're going to talk about what you have on your team in a while when I go through all the teams. And I was surprised, but so will you be. Let me put it that way. Like I said, Dustin Pedroia and Evan Longoria round out the last two picks of the second round. And then some of these guys started flying off. Ian Kinsler going into the third round now from 5-tool. David Price, another pitcher, went to the double snitch. Justin Upton, I think he went probably a little bit too high in the third round, but Living in a Hole picked him up. Guy Farting, I think Guy Farting picked up a very nice pitcher in the third round. Now, Guy Farting picked up in the first round Robinson Cano, turned around in the second round and picked up Jose Reyes. So he just shored up his two middle infielders, and then he comes around and he picks up Phyllis Hernandez in the third round. So he's gotten off to a very good start. He's gotten off to a very good start. Bull Street has then picked up, in the third round. I was surprised that he got picked this early. I thought he was going to wind up a little later. Jonas Cepedes. I know he's supposed to be a good player, great player, player on the upswing. But fifth pick in the third round, I don't know about that. Bull Street, Grand Theft, Jacoby Ellsbury, Edwin Encarnacion. I think Halifax had him before, if I'm not mistaken. I like that kid a lot. Chi-Town Cubbies picked up the guy I wanted to pick up. at shortstop, and I had him last year, and I think he's going to be a little bit more disciplined and better this year from the Chicago Cubs, Starlin Castro. But Chi-Town Cubbies picked him up, and that's a good pick. These guys are picking up the players that I had last year because right after that, JDK 2013 picked up Adam Jones. Excuse me. It was another one of my guys I had last year. And then the 10th pick in the third round is Living in a Hole with Matt Cain. He picked up, that's another pitcher, San Francisco pitcher. That's near the end of the third round, if you want to start looking for, let me put it this way. Living in a Hole, you got Prince Fielder, then you picked up two pitchers in the next two rounds. Now you're going to be scrambling to get players because all the big-time players, for the most part, are taken in the first two rounds. And you don't get to pick until late in the you picked up a decent third baseman in the fourth round. Let's get to the end of this. Then I picked up, and I know this guy, and somebody made it quite clear after I picked him up that, oh, he's out for 8 weeks. He's going to be hurt. Ha, 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 you picked him up. Well, that's fine. But Hanley Ramirez is going to be a very good player when he gets back in the lineup in a Dodger uniform, where he is feeling comfortable and is playing with balling last year. So once he gets back into that lineup, into that high-priced, almost all-star lineup, he's going to be balling, and he's in two positions, third base, shortstop. Do I worry about picking up Hanley Ramirez then? No, because I think if I hadn't picked him up, he would definitely be going in the fourth round. Somebody would definitely pick up and see Hanley Ramirez still sitting there. So I picked him up, my second pick, which happens to be in the third round, and I picked him up, and I have another pick coming up in the fourth round, which I'll pick up another infielder or multi-position player, and who's very consistent and a very good player on a very offensive-minded team. So you can laugh all you want from the guys that laughed in the chat room or whoever laughed. I forget who I think it was Five Tool gave me a little zinger, but that's okay. That's fine.
I couldn't see anything.
Oh, is that right? What are you doing on your phone?
I couldn't see anything because... Huh? No.
What are you doing?
I was apparently the screen that I was using, I couldn't see any of the chat. I couldn't see anything, dude. I was
really.
Like, I was picking up my team. All I could do was see the players I was picking, and who was up next, and you know my cue. I couldn't see any of the chat.
What did you get to change the screen? It looked like you just had your pick shown and nothing else.
Well, I was using a different computer because, remember, I said I have very limited access out here. But I was using my work computer to do
mm-hmm.
the draft, and
mm-hmm.
it was difficult. Like I wanted to get in and chat, but I couldn't. So it was probably for the best because I got a lot of players I like.
Good. Well, that's the key, to get players you like. Not to necessarily mean you're going to win, but get players you like. That's good. Anyway, the last pick in the third round is Cole Hamels, okay? Hakuna Tata, Tejada, whatever, Cole Hamels. Now, Cole Hamels, I don't know. You know who I would have picked, and I wanted to get him, but I wasn't going to pick him up early, and I was hoping he was going to last in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round, and he got taken in the fourth round, but that's okay. Cliff Lee, because I think Cliff Lee is going to have a bounce back year from the horrible year he had the year before. But it is what it is. Go to the fourth round. I got 15 minutes left in this regular airtime, so I think I'm going to go only up to the sixth round, and then I'm going to assess these teams. Let me put it that way, and see where Mr. Gardner professes to think his team is. Anyway, in the fourth round, Hakuna Tejada bounces back with Cole Hamels and picks up a right fielder, Jay Bruce. Wow. I don't know about that one. It is what it is. He picked him up, and I have to say good luck. And the guy I would have picked up ahead of him, who I think is a better all around, and plus he covers more. He covers more positions, where Jay Bruce is a one position player. The guy I picked up in my second pick in the fourth round, who I had last year, and I really like this kid, and people underestimate this guy, and always like he's like an afterthought, and I don't know why, because this guy is a consistent player, and he plays three different positions. And I'm talking about Alan Craig. I don't know why this guy is a 300 hitter, 15 to 20 home run, 80 to 90 RBI guy, and gets about 70 to 80 runs a year. And I don't know why he doesn't get more why he didn't get more pub. But anyway, it's their loss and my gain. Let me put it that way. So I picked up Alan Craig, my second pick. So Living in a Hole picks up Ryan Zimmerman. So he has Matt Cain, he has Steven Strasburg, Prince Fielder, and Ryan Zimmerman, Living in a Hole. You are scrambling for position players now. I can see that right now. Aaron Hill, who I had last year, JDK 2013, picked him up. And then Billy Butler, who I also had last year, Chi-Town Cubbies, picked him up. Jason Hayward sounds very familiar to Mr. Gardner. He had him last year for a short time. Halifax Hurlers picked him up. This is a mistake. I really believe this guy's his numbers have gone down consistently for over the last three seasons, and I think he's going to be going down. And his velocity, I'm talking about this pitcher, has gone down consistently for the last 3 years, and I think it's going to go down this year. Talking about the LA Angels pitcher, Jared Weaver. Grand Theft Auto picked him up. He picked him up in the fourth round. That's fine. But don't count on the numbers that he may have had last year or previous years, because I think his numbers are going to go down, and he may be, I wouldn't say bust, but he may be a disappointment this year. Adam Wainwright, Bull Street Bullies, picked him up. And then Cliff Lee, who I really wanted to get this guy. I thought I'd be able to get him in the next round, but that's fine, because who I picked up in the next round, I'm happy with. And then Blink and Die. I had this guy targeted, too, in the fifth round. And Mr. Blink and Die happens to pick up the guy who was an extremely good pitcher last year, and I think he's only going to get better this year, Mr. Gio Gonzalez. I got to hand it to you. You waited into the fourth round to pick up a pitcher, and you picked up a nice one in the fourth round. I got to hand it to you. You did a good thing there. Any comments?
I had your mom helping me with the drive, dude. She spoke to me. She came to me in a vision. Because my next four or five picks were based upon your mom's wisdom. Seriously.
Okay. And then after that, B.J. Upton was picked up by the Double Snitch. Adrian Gonzalez to round off the fifth round, picked up by Five Tool, which is a good pick. When you have a guy, a very good player, and he plays more than one position, that's probably ideal. Absolutely ideal. If you have a player that's stuck to one position, and he's a good player or a great player, that's fine. But if you had that same great player, and for some reason he plays more than one position, that's even better. That's like the ultimate. And you get Adrian Gonzalez, who's a good, very good player, playing first base and right field. That's a good pickup in the fourth round of the last pick in the fourth round. And he turns around and gets one of your guys, Ian Desmond, which I think he's going to be a little bit more disciplined at the plate than he was last year. He had a tendency to be a little bit undisciplined and striking out a lot and going after a lot of crazy balls. One more year into the league, I think he's going to be a little bit more disciplined. And as long as he can stay healthy, That's the key.
Hey,
with,
I think your other phone was ringing. If you don't. Yeah.
All right, going down the fifth round, we have Madison Baumgartner, another pitcher get up by double snitch, and then Tim Lincecum. Now, answer me this.
I didn't mean to get him. I didn't mean to pick him at that point. I didn't mean to pick him at that point.
Okay.
I meant to get Schlesinger first, and then get Lincecum. But it just so happened that nobody picked up Schlesinger, so I got him in the following round. But that was
you mean
my
Scherzer?
Plan, and
you
I hit
mean
the wrong button. Yeah.
You mean Max Scherzer?
I meant to get Max Scherzer and then get Lincecum. But as I said before, I couldn't see half the stuff that was on my screen, and I didn't realize I had Lincecum queued up, and I hit draft as opposed to, you know, trying to find out where my pitcher I wanted was at.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must admit, you listen to what I said, because you picked up several players first before you started getting up your pitchers. You picked up Lincecum. I don't know if I would have picked up Lincecum. I know what you said about you think he's going to have a bounce back year versus what he had last year. I don't know. The year before, his velocity was waning, and last year he was very shaky. Which was, and the year before was a telltale that he was going to be shaky last year. I don't know, you know, he's like a box of chocolates for me this year. You never know what you're going to get. Lincecum, I mean, you picked him up in the fifth round, fine. I mean, but it'll have to wait and see. I mean, the guy I picked up in the fifth round is a better pitcher, in my opinion, than he is right now. But we'll get to that. Paul Goldschmidt is the next pick that was in the fifth round. Then Ben Zobrist, then Matt Holliday, then Aramis Ramirez, then someone decided to pick up, and I'm surprised he didn't go higher. But Chi-Town Cubbies decided to pick up R.A. Dickey, and with the eighth pick in the fifth round. Then Mark Trumbull got picked up, which I think is a very good pick by JDK 2013. He plays four different positions. Just have to worry about his strikeout rate, whether it's going to get any better or not. and then Jason Kipnis, living in a hole, picked him up. And this is where I decided to go with a pitcher, my first pick in a pitcher. I tried to get this guy last year. I think Halifax Hurlers had him last year because I like the way this guy pitched. A lot of strikeouts on a decent team. And Johnny Cueto. I would have picked Johnny Cueto over Tim Lincecum because I think Johnny Cueto is a lot more consistent than Tim Lincecum was. And I'm surprised that Cueto in the fifth round was still sitting there, and I decided to pick him up. Joe Mauer, which is a very good pick by Hakuna.
He plays for San Diego, dude. That's why.
Who?
Cueto. Cueto plays with San Diego now, and they're not
a big run-producing team like
Cincinnati is.
Doesn't he play for Cincinnati?
He's not in Cincinnati. No, he
really?
Plays for San Diego now.
Because they got him listed in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw him listed as San Diego. That's why I didn't pick him.
No, Johnny Cueto is in Cincinnati. I'm looking at it right now. Cincinnati Reds pitcher. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, now you got me thinking, I'm almost positive. From what I'm looking at, Johnny Cueto is a Cincinnati pitcher. And the round off the fifth round, Joe Mauer is the final pick for Hakuna Tejada. Dual catcher, first baseman, which is a good pick in the fifth round. Going through the sixth round real quick here, he comes back and picks up Anthony Rizzo. He was a rookie last year. Rizzo, I don't know. I mean, Rizzo is an inconsistent pitcher, a hitter. He's only in one position player. He plays hot and cold. He can get on a hot streak and tear the ball up like the best first baseman in baseball. And then when he's going bad, you don't want him even on your double-A team. That's one reason why I think I had him for a while in my league, in my team last year, and I got rid of him because he was too inconsistent. And when he gets inconsistent, he has a tendency to strike out a lot. I picked this guy up. I was looking for a second baseman. I wanted to get Ben Zobrist. I got torpedoed with that. I wanted to pick up Jason Kipnis. I got torpedoed with that. So I went to this guy, and if you look at my team has a few Cincinnati Reds on it, Brandon Phillips. So I picked up Brandon Phillips. I think he's a decent second baseman, and I'll be looking on the waiver wire to pick up maybe someone that will back him up in the coming weeks. Chris Sale, I had a let me put it this way. I was thinking about picking up back-to-back pitchers. One of the pitchers I was thinking about picking up was Chris Sale. I like the way this guy pitches. I like guys that throw strikeouts and they have a low whip. And I wanted Chris Sale, but in my opinion, he's high risk, high reward for the simple fact he's a long, lanky, gangly kid. And I don't know if he can completely be durable enough for a whole season because they had him in and out of the lineup, relieving and full-time pitcher last year. And this year they're going to have him at the full-time pitcher. I don't know if he can last the whole year. So I didn't want to take that chance. So I went on Brandon Phillips and waited for a pitcher in the next round. Zach Greinke got picked up by the next JDK 2013. Then Craig Kimbrell, who's a savior for Atlanta. James Shields, who's a decent pitcher got picked up by Halifax Hurlers. Pitchers were going like crazy here now, man. I mean, they had a run on relief or starting pitchers were going like crazy here now. Aroldis Chapman, who they finally decided was going to be a relief pitcher, Grand Theft picked him up. Yu Darvish picked him up. Yu Darvish got picked up on Bull Street. CC Sabathia, Guy Fardy picked him up. Max Scherzer, which I'm going to ask FFP, why'd you pick him up there? And then Chris Medlin, and then Martin Prado picked up to end off the sixth round. Why'd you pick Matt Scherzer? What attributes for Matt Scherzer?
Well, there's two things. I wanted Big Game James, you know, because I think him going to Kansas City would be a good thing, especially with the young catcher there. I was worried about not being able to get another number two starting pitcher for a team, so I decided, you know, I'll go ahead and get him because I did want him in the previous round, but I ended up hitting Linfincombe instead because I had all those cats lined up, and they started. So I was very glad when Scherzinger was still there because I think him following Verlander is going to be a pretty good deal, especially with the bats he has to back him up. So I think he'll pay off.
Okay. Well, I got 90 seconds left in regular time. We're going to be going in overtime for a little bit because I want to finish reassessing all these teams and giving my opinion on who did the best in this draft. Tune in next week, same time, same spot, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Master Plan. You're talking to JT, a.k.a. the Master. We'll be talking about whatever's happening locally, in sports over the past week. Also, tune in on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, be the FSP Crew Show. I'll be the host along with my two co-hosts, Jeff the Joker and Black the Bookie. We'll be talking about what's been going on in the NC2A March Madness, which has been absolutely crazy. Friday, I think Mac will be back. If not, I will be there on No Chasers, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is No Chaser. And on 1 o'clock Saturday, be the FSP Show. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll be the host. Maybe people will drop in. Maybe they won't, but I will be there. With that being said, We got 15 seconds into overtime. I appreciate whoever's been listening. If you don't catch the complete show, always can catch it in the archives. We'll be talking to you next week, and we're in overtime. All right. Like I was saying, the things I looked at when I looked at these teams and who drafted where, number one, how many of these teams that drafted were able to get the top 100 overall ranked players on their team? Okay? I'm talking about, and when I say overall players, I'm talking about everyday players and pitchers. How many of these teams were able to get accumulate the most 100? I mean, of the, how many the greater amount of the top 100 overall ranked players in baseball, according to what Yahoo says here, that's about where I was able to come down and looked, and I was surprised at all the players, all the teams that drafted, okay? All the teams that drafted, I was really surprised at who accumulated, and there's only one team that accumulated double-digit players that were 100 or less ranked overall, which I was very extremely surprised. I'm thinking that maybe the team that was able to get the number one pick may have had an advantage, or maybe the team that had the number two pick, three pick, or whatever, or the team that had the number 12 pick with a back-to-back picks may have had an advantage. I was extremely, extremely surprised that the team that, and I'm trying to get back to it now so I can, hold on, let me just get there. Where is it at?
I know Alzheimer's is a bad thing. Come on, old guy.
No, just relax. I'm trying to get to the spot I was at before, and now I can't get to it. Where the heck is it at? Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Here it is. Five Tool had the number one pick. The double snitch had a two. You had the three. Guy Farting had the four. Bull Street, five. Grand Theft had six. Halifax had seven. Chi-Town Cubbies, eight. JDK, 2013, nine. Living in a Hole had 10. I had 11. And Hakuna Tejada had the number 12 pick. Well, the guy with the most top 100 players was the guy with the number 4 pick. Guy Farting. I don't know who Guy Farting is, but Guy Farting.
He was auto-picking.
He was auto picking. Wow.
Yep.
You're kidding me. Let me put it this way.
Yep.
Let me put it this way. And I'm going to give you, because I went by each team and looked at who had the most 100 top players overall ranked. I'm going to start from the number one pick. The number one pick, which was five hole.
Five tools.
You keep correcting me. Help me out, man. Here, Five Tools. Okay, Five Tools.
Yes.
Okay, he had nine top 100 picks. Okay. The double snitch had eight. You had six. Six of the top 100 players. So I'm just letting you know, and the reason I'm saying that is you had the least amount of top 100 players of anybody who drafted. Did you know that?
I know.
okay? Guy Farting, who was, he said was an auto pick, he had 12. Bull Street had 8. Grand Theft Auto had 8. Halifax Hurlers had 8. Is that right? Well, in my head. Yes, he had 8. For the most part, there's two guys that had 9. Living in the Hole, who was the 10th overall pick, he had 9. And Five Tool, who had the number 1 pick, he had 9. Everyone else, including myself, had, on average, 9 top 100 players, except for Guy Farting. You tell me he was an auto pick, and he had 12. So Guy Farting, auto pick, has 12 of the top 100 players. And you have a very good team. Let me look at your team real quick. You want me to assess your team?
Yeah, go right ahead. I know I got to drop one, but go ahead.
Oh, I know I have to drop a few.
Yeah, I saw your trading block. Your trading block has pretty much everybody up there. I'm like, dude, the draft just ended 8 minutes ago. You want to trade the whole team?
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with some of the players I picked up. I tell you that right now. I really wasn't. I wasn't impressed with my draft. But it is what it is. Let me see who you have. You have Gio Gonzalez. I'm looking at your pitchers first. Gio Gonzalez, Tim Lincecum, Matt Scherzer. You picked up solid relief pitching. I don't like Phil Hughes.
Here's another thing. You know, a lot of people didn't pick up for Holds. They didn't pick up pitchers for Holds. So that's a category I'm going to steal. Because people were just picking regular relief pitchers and regular starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
They forget there's a category for Holds. So I got two pitchers that are going to get me Holds.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. I understand that. I didn't realize it, but one of the pitchers I picked up, did I pick him up yet? I'm not even going to tell you. If I happen to mention him, you're gonna and he's flying on the radar right now, but he'll come to the prominence very soon. So, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm not saying on the air. Excuse me.
It's a bidding process. If you can say the player, but if I'm not willing to bid more than you are, then it doesn't matter.
Well, I know that's true, but there's a pattern people, when people bid, there's a pattern people usually follow, and I'm not even going to reveal that either. So, and usually when I bid on somebody, I'm able to get them regardless of who bids on them, because the fact is the way people normally bid, the bidding patterns. But that's okay. I study all this garbage. Anyway, you took a lot of chances.
Assess my team.
Well, you get. Jaime Garcia, Barry Zito, Jason Vargas, Philip Hughes. Those four starting pitchers are you took it. Let me put it this way: half your pitching staff you took a big chance with. Jaime Garcia, Barry Zito, and Philip Hughes. I don't feel too confident about any one of those guys. And Jason Vargas. I don't feel too confident about any one of those guys. Gio Gonzalez is a solid pitcher.
I mean, they're fillers. They're fillers.
Well, let me put it this way. You have two solid pitchers that I can see. Maybe three. You have Gio Gonzalez, Matt Scherzer, and when I say maybe three, it's Matt Harrison. Other than that, who is your solid other pitchers? Tim Lincecum is you don't know what you're going to get with him. You don't know what you're going to get with Phil Hughes, especially with that Yankee team that's going to be shaky this year. The other pitchers you have, Jason Vargas, Sean Markham, Barry Zito, and Jaime Garcia.
Hold guy.
What's that?
Vargas, I believe, is a hole guy for me.
What's that starting pitcher, so?
One of them, two of them are hole guys.
Okay.
Markham is a hole guy. I mean, Markham, he went from Seattle to, I think he went to Anaheim or something like that. But a couple of them are hole guys.
Okay. You have, let me see. I'm looking at it right now. You have one number one pitcher. You have one number one pitcher. You have one, two, three, four, and I'm just going by what I see here. You got four number two pitchers. Gonzalez, Scherzer, Sean Markham from the Mets, and Jaime Garcia are number twos.
Yeah, I know. I figured that's what I would have to do since there was a run on all of those pitchers in the early
mm-hmm.
rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that. When I went three outfielders first, or three bats first, I figured I would be getting a lot of number two pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me put it this way. Your redeeming factor is this. Your outfield is outrageous. You have a very good outfield. Ryan Braun, Bryce Harper, and Jose Bautista. I have to question your infielders. I'm sorry. I have to question the infielders. You got Kevin Youkilis, Ricky Weeks, David Fries, Hiroki Nakajima, and Omar Infante.
Yeah.
And Omar Infante.
And Dan Abloh.
And you know, the one guy I really liked, and I think he's going to have a real good year, is Salvatore Perez. So I really like him. I do like him. I definitely like him. So with only six out of everyone else that's got at least eight, and you've only picked six out of the top 100 teams, you're looking for a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of, but you're looking for guys to have better years than are projected. Am I wrong in assuming that?
I'll say this. I went for power and runs and RBIs for my first three picks. As my bats go, I'm looking for bases and steals and just at-bats to win those categories. Now, I understand that my infield isn't that great. That's why I like when Tex Urrea comes back. I'll move him in at first base, you know, once he comes back. I'm going to get rid of F-Rod because F-Rod isn't even on anybody's team right now. But I found two people that I'm going to pick up to supplement my infield. But, you know, I've got it. I know what I want to do. It's just a matter of watching them perform to the ability I think they're going to perform this year. That's all that
mm-hmm.
is.
Well, you know, I followed some of the stuff that you did because I picked up and if you noticed last year, I had a tendency to have a few players from the same team on my team. And that team usually performed pretty well, and I think this team is going to perform well this year. I had a lot of St. Louis Cardinals on my team last year. This year is the theme of the Cincinnati. I got St. Louis and Cincinnati. I'm you know what? The more and more I'm looking at my team, I have to admit I'm pretty happy with my team. I got one, two, I got several players I had last year, several players that I wanted last year that I got this year that I think are going to perform. My pitching staff is not as stellar as it was last year, but I have solid pitching. The only problem I had with my team is I picked up two pitchers, the number one and two pitchers, I think, on that team on Cincinnati, Johnny Cueto and Matt Latos. I picked them up back to back, one round to the next. I picked them up back to back. The number one and two pitchers in that rotation, which Both these guys, I think, are going to be very good pitchers. And I picked up the number four pitcher on that same staff that you picked up Scherzer. I picked up Doug Fister. So I made a mistake in picking up Jose Valverde because he doesn't have a team right now. So he's going to go by the wayside. I'm picking up somebody in his spot. I picked up, and I didn't realize it, but more and more I looked at it, my pitching staff is not that bad. I have three number one pitchers. I got the number one pitcher from Cincinnati, the number one pitcher from Baltimore, the number one pitcher from Pittsburgh.
You like my closers, by the way?
You have Soriano and Jimmy Johnson, right?
Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like shades for me last year, but I had both of them last year. Those are solid, extremely solid closures that's going to give you consistent numbers. I'm impressed with your closures. Let me look at your team real quick. I'm going back here. Even though you don't have you have the least amount of 100 the top 100 players ranked right now. Tim Lincecum. Wow. Let me loosen my collar up a little bit. Lincecum and can jump into the 100. Soriano and Jimmy Johnson are extremely good closers. When did you pick those guys up? What round did you pick those guys up?
Seventh and eighth
round. Okay. Oh, so you were listening to me, even though I've been spouting off and talking all that kind of good stuff, and you were talking. I don't know what I'm talking about. You were listening
to your mom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you see, talking trash about you and Jerry. You know, you. Yeah. Well, guess what? You saw what my Moneyball said, right? Son of Mildred will win again.
We'll see.
Well, let me put it this way. Even though you only have six.
Just a second. Tell me where you feel I'll finish.
Where you'll finish?
My division. Because I have Double Snitch, I have Living in a Hole, and Tejada in my division. I'm winning my division. And I'm going to win the league. But go ahead.
Okay.
I'll let you finish.
Wait a minute. You have Double Snitch. Who do you have? Hakuna Tejada in your league, right?
And living in a hole.
Living in a hole, and Hakuna Tejada living in a hole and Double Snitch. Hey, you may finish third. You may finish third.
In my division or overall?
Let me see. I'm looking at.
You about to upset me, Jerry.
I'm looking at Living in the Hole right now in his lineup. He's got Steven Strasburg, Matt Cain, Chris Sale, Fernando Rodney, Chris Perez, Tim Hudson, Steve Kishick. Ooh. Let's see who he's got on everyday players. Prince Fielder, Willen Rosario, Kipnis Zimmerman, Rollins Swisher. He's got a weak lineup. He's got a weak everyday lineup. That's Living in a Hole. Let me see Double Snitch. Paul Konerko, Dutch Majora, Miguel Cabrera, Sakis, Morris, B.J. Upton, Nelson Cruz, Brzezinski, Pagano. He's got a Chris Stillman, J.J. Putz, Mariano Rivera, Chris Medlin. Okay, so far I've seen two weak lineups. And let's see, Hakuna Tejada, you said, in your division, right? Right?
Yeah, he's in my division too. Yeah. Hakuna Matata's in the division.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
if you play your cards right, Wow.
I think he has a decent team. He's the only one that has a decent team.
Hakuna Tejada has a very good team, especially in the pitching department. He's
That's
got
what
some.
I said.
Yeah. Especially in the pitching department, his everyday players are a lot to be desired. His everyday players.
But his pitches are pretty tough.
His pitch. Well, yeah. Kershaw, Verlander, and Cole Hamels, right there. And then he's got who else? He got Ryan Dempster, Brandon McCarthy, Trevor Cahill. Kyle Loesch is probably going to wind up with someone. And A.J. Griffin. Wow. A.J. Griffin, not too much, but. Yeah, I think it's going to be I think it's going to be between you and Hakuna Tejada. I think you probably have the better overall bat. It looks like versus the you have a decent pitching staff, but your bats are probably better than anybody else in the division, especially those outfield bats. Just hopefully Bryce Harper and Jose Bautista can stay relatively healthy all year. Because you got some guys here. You got some guys here, Teixeira, Bautista, Harper, and even Youkilis that can get hurt. So you got some guys that are you dependent on to stay healthy. Hey, you want to do any trading yet, man?
what are you going to offer me? What you got at shortstop? I know you're trying to trade for a shortstop.
No. Why would I want to trade for a shortstop? You know, I surprised myself in this. I didn't realize this, but the guy from Cleveland is within the top 100 overall ranked players. So I got Hanley Ramirez, who's not even in the 100. I mean, and he's on my bench right now, and I got Cabrera. So no, that's why I'm saying when the guy said that and told me good luck with Hanley. He's only out for 2 months or 8 weeks. That's fine. I mean, I can pick up somebody. I think I had Ramirez plugged in. I think I had Ramirez plugged in at the third base spot. So I waited a few rounds.
Was there a lot
rounds.
Of trash talk? Because I couldn't see anything.
There was a little bit between me and Five Tool. I think somebody else was talking trash. Yeah, I was instigating. What can I tell you? Anyway, Hanley Ramirez, I picked up, and I think Five Tool say dumb move. Because I told him it was a dumb move to pick up Trout. I think because he picked up Trout, and I said dumb move. So when I picked up Hanley Ramirez in whatever round I picked him up in, third round, whatever it was, he reciprocated and told me it was a dumb move. But I told him, I said, look. Huh? What's that?
No, I'm saying he retaliated. He retaliated.
Yes, he did. And then I came back to him.
He retaliated.
Yes, I understand that. And then I came back at him. And said that he's still going to be playing this year. His injury really was no big deal, even though he's going to be out for 8 weeks, which is fine. But he got the rest of the year to play with. So I can always pick up a third baseman later in a draft, which I did. And I think I picked up a decent one in Will Middlebrooks in Boston. So
yeah, I like Middlebrooks. I wanted him, but when it came down to either getting Middlebrooks or Youkilis, I was like, you know what? Youkilis is all that the Yankees have right now, so I can get him. Or who do I get at third base? I got somebody else at third base. I can't remember
who
it is.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a minute because I'm looking right at it right now. David Freese?
Yeah, David Freese. Because Freese was tearing it up for St. Louis, and I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and get David Freese. Nobody's thinking about him. I can try to get Middlebrook towards the end of the draft if I need another third baseman. But then I was like, I got Euclid who can play first or third, and then I got Texeria. I think I got Texeria like in the 17th or 18th round, and I was like, well, no need for Middlebrook, so I let Middlebrook go.
So, I'm happy. Hanley comes back. I got Cabrera, which from Cleveland, already a shortstop. And I can plug Hanley in at the utility. I can plug him in at third base or infielder because he's a dual position player, Hanley is. So, hey, let me put it this way. I'm looking at my lineup. My lineup may not have big thumpers on it, but they got some solid players on it. So I'm happy. There's only a couple players like Carlos Ruiz, why I picked him up, and not realizing he's got a suspension for, 50 games or 25 games or whatever the heck it is. So he's bye-bye, and I picked up Jose Valverde.
You weren't listening to Mildred. You weren't listening to Mildred. That's what that was.
Well, see, but I have good pickups that are coming. And you know what? I may be picking up another guy, in place of one of my starting pitchers, to put into my reliever. But that's okay because this guy, I think, the next guy I pick up is way down on low on the radar. Nobody knows about him, but you got to do your research. And Mr. Gardner, I may not be in first place after the first week. But come week 20, whatever it is, that when the playoffs start, you'll be sitting on the sidelines saying, what happened? I thought I had Ryan Braun, Jose Bautista, and Bryce Harper, and I had a shot. You got no shot. No shot.
So how much you want to put on it? That's all I'm saying. How much you want to put on it? You already still – you still ain't paid me my 50. You still ain't paid my 50. So I ain't betting that back until you pay it. But
okay.
I mean,
I'm waiting. Been waiting on a few things, man. People been not hesitant, but slow in doing the right thing for me. So I've been kind of struggling a little bit here. So let me.
It's okay.
As long as I owe you, you never go broke.
Whatever.
I hate to say it like that. That ain't right. But I understand that. You know, what comes around goes around. What goes around comes around. I understand that.
Yep.
I understand that. As soon as I said it, I shouldn't have said it. But that's okay. I understand. I'm not going to take forever to get you what you're supposed to have. I owe you one bill, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know how to drive one of those, dude. So
we'll learn.
Just take it back. Shut up, Jim.
Hey, driver training. You ever heard on a job training? Come on, stop. I
don't know how to drive no damn LMC.
What?
Hey, you retired. You're a retired officer. You ain't did shit anyway.
Let me tell you something. I jumped in every vehicle. Every vehicle, tank, APC, Humvee, anything that had a wheel or the I forget what you call them now, but the rods, I could drive it. It's all the same basic concept. There's nothing different. Either it's got a wheel or it's got the two sticks and the feet.
Don't worry about it because I'm going to drive all the way to the championship of this baseball league, Slim. You better hurry up and end this show because I got to get ready to go.
Oh, my question is this. Are you you joining the other league that George put up in ESPN? Because I think your invitation is still pending.
If he needs me, I'll do it, but I don't know when the draft is.
The draft is next week.
If he needs me, I'll do it.
Draft is next week.
Oh, after the first week of the season?
No,
I'll tell you
right now when the draft is. Hold on a minute. Well, I'm right here now. I just got there. The draft is the 30th, 6:30.
All right, tell him to send me an invitation again.
Tell you send an invitation again? Okay, I'll tell him that.
Yeah, because I know I don't have it.
Yeah, it says invited here. It still says invited.
I deleted the email, probably. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what the hell you do that for? All right, let me go email him now.
I'm busy out here.
Oh, yeah, you're so busy. You've been on the phone for over an hour.
Huh? I'm about to hang up on you. Is it for money? How much?
No. It's free. It's free.
Oh, all right. Okay.
No money. It's free. Hey, enjoy your time out there, wherever you're at, and go drive that damn vehicle if you need to drive it.
No.
Oh, boy. You know what?
You won't use me like a slave.
Hey, the more you know, the more they need you. Remember that. The more you know, the more they need you.
The problem with that is the more I know, the more that I know, the less they know. Therefore, they use you. So, therefore, Mr. Retired Major, you can kiss my ass.
Let me tell you something.
This
season, the more they need you, that means the more you're still around. That means if you think they're using you, you use them. It's a two-way street, Sergeant.
Oh, trust me.
I know that.
I
used to be a sergeant, so please. Please.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
I used to be an E6. Trust me.
Go ahead and finish it.
Trust me. With that being said, I started this show is there anything you would like to say before I end this show?
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for Mr. Blinken.fsp because my bats are coming, my pitches are coming, the British are coming, the British are coming. Only difference is I'm going to win. Mr. Moneyball, Mr. Son of a Mildred, you're going down. You will not repeat. And to everyone else in the league, get ready to incur my wrath. That is all. Kirk out.
Okay. With that being said, like I started the show, I'm going to end the show. Baseball is one of my first loves when I first watched in sports. And with that, you ever watched the movie with Paul, oh my God, I can't think of the guy's name.
Field of Dreams.
No.
Field of Dreams,
no.
Kevin Costner.
No. Who was in The Natural? Robert Redford. Baseball was my first sport, my first love at sports. And I started the show with The Natural, who I think I am playing fantasy baseball. And I still follow that tradition this year. Tune in next week. We'll be talking about baseball, basketball, football, whatever. The Master Plan, 10 a.m. See ya.
I'm the natural. think you're on top, one pitch can knock you down. One day you're sky high, next on the ground. Don't let anyone tell you can't, or too small, too weak. Just work hard every second, every day of every week. Sure, people will talk, sure, people will hate. But it's that hate that have made the good players great. Let hate be your fire, use it to your strength. The fire will be desire to go to great lengths. Ignore all distractions, keep on going on your mind. Always stay focused, it will be a tough grind. Never get too high, never get too low. Handling adversity will allow you to grow. And when you get that moment, be sure to capture it, cause you never know when it's gonna be your last pitch that you're ever gonna see, that you're ever gonna rip. Speak softly, but carry a big stick. Action over words, you pray for this moment. Tighten up your belt, it's time for you to own it. Your time to dominate, your time to flex, and go down in history as one of the best. You're the natural.